For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm here with Todd Meisch, the President and CEO of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. How are you today?
Doing great. It's a good day in Effingham.
It is a good day. It's perfect weather.
Certainly. Here to see some good friends.
So let's discuss the budget that was recently passed in Springfield.
I think that is obviously the dominant issue. We have had a major tax increase that most people have figured out by now. If you got your last paycheck, you notice that there's a little bit less in there. And that's we now have a 4.95% individual rate, up from 4.75. And the problem is, though, that we still don't have a balanced budget despite the tax increase. The other problem that's very acute right now is that we also don't have a plan in place to fund education. So I think that while schools across the state are going to go ahead and open, many of them are going to start to run out of money if the state doesn't step up and have a school funding plan in place.
And Governor Rauner just passed the amendatory veto of the school funding bill this week. Do you think that the changes that he made were the right ones in your opinion?
It's pretty technical, and I'll be honest, we haven't gotten too much in the weeds on that. I do think that he is correct in that City of Chicago did very, very well in what the Democrats had passed on to him, and that there would probably need to be some rebalancing. So I do think that communities like Effingham would have seen a lot of dollars go up to Chicago, and he needs to sit down with really a statewide perspective, rebalance that, but go ahead and pass a reasonable legislation, make sure that education gets funded.
And going back to the tax increase, do you have any tips for Effingham consumers?
Yeah, I unfortunately think we're stuck with it for a period of time. The Illinois Chamber was opposed to that tax increase. There may have been a need for some revenue to go ahead and have a truly balanced budget, but we don't have a balanced budget, and we've got a tax increase. And most importantly, we don't have any kind of economic reforms that would help make sure that we don't get back to this place in 3 or 4 years. I think we're on a trajectory to need a tax increase in 2 or 3 years if we don't do things to spur economic growth and restrain spending in a reasonable way. We're going to be right back to another tax increase here very, very quickly. The need for reforms is there. They have been controversial on a partisan basis. Things like workers' compensation reform are very, very necessary, but they've been politically difficult. We need to come back to that and not be afraid of difficult political issues. So we need to do workers' comp reform. But there's some other low-hanging fruit. And right now, Illinois really doesn't have much of an economic development policy. Our main economic development tool has actually sunset. It no longer exists. That's an embarrassment. This should be a bipartisan issue to bring together Republicans and Democrats for a comprehensive economic development strategy for this state.
And with having a lack of a budget for so long, businesses have been leaving Illinois.
Well, the one thing I would say is that, there are businesses leaving. In this community, I will tell you, I've heard from people that have created a lot of jobs that are no longer full-time residents in Illinois. I increasingly hear that across the state. And also the fact is it used to be the business owners. They built a business, didn't feel they were being respected, and went ahead and moved out of state. I'm now hearing middle managers in corporations talk about leaving the state of Illinois when their kids are finished with high school. So it really is a real problem. We've got to change the status quo. We need pension reform. We need restraints on other state spending, balanced out with some real changes to the business climate that will spur job creation, economic growth. That's our long-term strategy, and that's what we've got to pursue. There's no other option.
And is there anything else you'd like to mention?
So one of the few things that we did avoid that were negative out of Springfield was the adoption of a new service tax. Illinois doesn't tax a whole lot of services, but that's a good thing, we think. And it doesn't care. There were just 4 or 5 services that would have been taxed, everything from lawn care to pest control to, frankly, tattoos. But the whole intent was to go ahead and put the nose under the tent so that every single service gets taxed in Illinois. So I do think that your listeners should be vigilant. If they don't want to pay a new tax or they own a business that doesn't want to be taxed this way, they should be very aware that this is right around the corner, and they need to be vigilant and need to be vocal in opposing a service tax.
Thanks for talking with me today.
Wonderful. Great to be here.
Thank you. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.